In 1992, archaeologists found the first remains of the shipwrecks of Don Tristan de Luna's fleet on the bottom of Pensacola Bay. De Luna, of course, was the man who first settled what would become Pensacola. But the exact location of the settlement was always a mystery. Was always a mystery.
The one piece that has been missing of the study of our earliest Spanish roots is the settlement that goes along with the shipwrecks. And I am here to tell you that we have found that settlement.
Surrounded by members of the UWF Archaeology Department, University President Dr. Judy Bentz made the announcement at the T.T. Wentworth Museum in downtown Pensacola. Bentz founded the department back in 1980. She says this is the payoff of years of searching and researching.
It's been looked for by amateurs, by collectors, by Norm Simons, the original curator of the museum here. It has been on people's mind. They've been poking around and looking for it for as long as people have been in Pensacola.
The actual discovery was made in October by Tom Garner, a Pensacola native with years of historical research experience. It started when he found what he calls an olive jar.
When I found the olive jar, it made me very suspicious, but olive jar can have a long time frame. It can go into the early 1800s, so it's not necessarily Tristan de Luna. I found a piece of pottery called Columbia Plain. That piece of pottery screamed Tristan de Luna, because you would not find that pottery on any other archaeological site in Pensacola. It was at that point I knew. I called up Jan Lloyd at the University Archaeology Lab and I said, Jan, I'm holding Columbia Plain. She tells me she about had a heart attack, and then called up Elizabeth, who called John, and we started the process of getting permission from the owners to have a look around.
Elizabeth and John are Dr. Elizabeth Bentley, the UWF Archaeology Programs Director, and Dr. John Wirth, Principal Investigator of the program. Garner recalls the moment Dr. Wirth realized what the artifacts he found really meant.
So I bring these artifacts to the University of West Florida's Archaeology Laboratory, and Jan Lloyd, our lab director, was there, and Elizabeth Bentley was there, and John was there, and John comes in, and he sits down, and he looks at these trays of artifacts. There's a couple hundred pieces of pottery and a few little doodads, and he starts, yeah, that's Columbia Plain, that's right, and that's an olive jar, that's transitional olive jar, and that's redwoods, just like off the wreck. And after a few more minutes of this building excitement, he stops, and he looks at it, and he says, holy moly! Which I think is a professional archaeological term.
For her part, Dr. Elizabeth Bentley says the importance of the discovery has been very emotional.
I cried 3 times yesterday. I tried not to cry today. The archaeological site that we're dealing with is in a local Pensacola neighborhood. We are doing our best not to disclose exactly where it is. We want to protect the privacy of the people who live on this site. It covers multiple blocks, we think, in Pensacola. The site itself has been known since the late 19th century as a large prehistoric Native American site. And UWF had a field school there under Dr. Bentz's direction in 1986.
I missed it.
Thursday morning's announcement was the first time people from outside the project and the university have heard about the discovery. Dr. Bentz said that's because the plan was always to announce it at home.
We were saving it. We wanted to tell Pensacola first. It has leaked out a little bit in the archaeological community, but one archaeologist to another, they knew to keep it quiet.
Bentz says some outside experts were brought in to corroborate UWF's findings about the artifacts. She also says there are no plans to try and purchase some of the land at the site.
I think a site is best guarded by people who literally have ownership in it. And we, of course, are including the landowners. They're very engaged. It's the archaeological equivalent of the neighborhood watch. I don't know about purchasing it. We need to make sure that the owners of the site or pieces of the site are aware of its significance and help protect it.
The excavation at the site will be going on for years, as will the laboratory research on the various artifacts that have been recovered. Dr. Bentley says she hopes there will eventually be exhibits of the finds both downtown and at the university. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.